This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh, what a night.
Oh, radio. If they had a been like me,
oh, yes, it is. Hello, everybody. A big welcome once again to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Just gone 6 o'clock on a Tuesday, and you're here. How wonderful of you. And what a lovely day it is. Well, yes, the weather's turned for the better in the last couple of days. And I think we can safely say spring has sprung. It was pretty freezing, probably only about a week to 10 days ago. I remember it going down as low as 4 or 5 degrees at night. Now, what was that they said on the news? The hottest March day since 1968 or something. Nobody say anything about global warming and start panicking. Let's just enjoy the fact that, yes, it may still be very late March, but it's very lovely weather. But enough about the weather. What the heck is going on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, if you regularly tune in, you know what to expect by now. Wacky things can happen. We'll get a load of great music played, many of which will have been suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners to fit in with the themes of the day. There will be another Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends later. We may even be able to squeeze in information about celebrity birthdays. And, you know, it's quite literally all happening as ever on this programme. So don't go anywhere. 98.0, phoenixfm.com or via smart speakers as well. Spread the word. Tell everyone to be here on a Tuesday night. If you can't be, you can catch up from tomorrow on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website as well. Search the schedule. Click on the name of the show. All previous programmes are available. Right, so for this evening then, what can I share with you about today? Well, the 30th of March has got lots of wacky holidays associated with it. First of all, it's National I Am In Control Day. So for those of you not in control, probably best to tune out. Don't tune in anymore because it's National I Am In Control Day. It's also, slightly unexcitingly, Pencil Day. Yeah, there's no fanfare for that. Who cares? Pencil Day? I don't know, unless you want to celebrate a newly sharpened pencil that had been blunt for a while. Is there really much worth talking about pencils? HB or not HB, that is the question. No, that's not right, is it? 2B. There we go. I'm just showing my extensive pencil type knowledge there. Yeah, it's Pencil Day. We're not going to dwell on that too much. It's Virtual Vacation Day. Yes, we're still strongly advised not to go away. So have a virtual vacation. I've seen some brilliant videos online of someone holding up a plastic chair that looked like an aeroplane window and holding it in front of their TV with a sky in the background. And you think they're in a plane. And they're not. So it's that kind of thing, a virtual vacation, maybe. But we're not even going to focus on that. It's also World Bipolar Day. And I don't want to belittle that affliction. Anyone that suffers from bipolar disorder, obviously it's not nice. But I don't know whether to feel good or bad about it. Most excitingly today, though, it is National Doctor's Day. I felt it only appropriate with everything that's been going on. Yes, we've had Clap for Carers, we've done all kinds of wonderful things celebrating the NHS. We're musically going to celebrate people involved in the medical profession tonight on the show that goes like this. So don't go anywhere, stay right there. Loads of tracks that link to doctors or medicine or feeling well or ill or something in some way or another throughout the show, as well as lots of interesting facts, features. The Bic Lol will be back at 7 o'clock with another new competitor on the phone who's just itching to have a go at it. And we'll be telling you more about the World Cup of Chocolate Bars, which is up and running now. So much to do. Shall we get a track on? Shall we get a track on about doctors? Well, here's one about being addicted to love. Ah! hang on a minute. Hold on, Robert Palmer. Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love. I don't like to make this admission early on in the show that goes like this tonight, but I thought I'd queued up a different track by Robert Palmer to open the show. Great start there at the beginning of your show. Play the wrong track. That's what I always say. For those of you that enjoy Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love, huge apologies, but you've got to hear this one because it's linked to Doctors, see? Makes more sense now. I'll let him get on with it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
They're absolutely not wrong. What a great start to the show once you get the right track on. Robert Palmer, Bad Case of Loving You, Doctor, Give Me the News, etc. On this National Doctor's Day, it makes sense to play that one. Not Addicted to Love, so don't play that one. All right, I won't. Enough schizophrenia for me, let's move on. Messages already coming in. We talked about the fact that it's pencil day today and it's relatively unexciting. Gary Collins has put in a gag about it. Why did the pen come second? Because the pencil led. I enjoyed that one, actually. Rarely for me. So, thanks for sending that in. Marvellous. Paul Milton said hello. He's done what I'm now going to encourage you to do, which is to get yourself on Mixcloud. Search for Phoenix 98 FM and you can see our webcam feed into the studio if you want to actually see what I look like. Although I'm hiding behind the microphone to a certain extent this evening. Perhaps I'll move that so you can see the other half of my face. But evening to Paul Milton. Thanks for tuning in once again, sir. Hope you're okay. Good to hear from you. And thanks to all my Legend listeners that are here once again. again tonight. It's brilliant to know that you're out there. So yes, it's the 30th of March. Yes, it's National I Am In Control Day. It's Pencil Day. It's National Virtual Vacation Day. It's World Bipolar Day. And musically on this programme, it's National Doctors Day. Very, very exciting, because we've got some great tracks queued up for you to keep your ears happy this evening. And, well, I put out a request on social media not too long ago, and already some interesting examples have come in. I said this, because we're dealing with Doctor's Day, when I was just 2 years old, I slipped and fell against the side of a radiator, cut the middle of my head open, and had to have 6 stitches in my forehead. And I've asked, maybe I'll regret it, but I've asked, what's the worst injury you've ever suffered? I'm going to get another track on, then I'm going to start sharing these with you. Some of them have made me wince already. So, yeah, some of them people I know are sharing things I never knew about them. Shocking. Stay tuned if you want to hear some details of injuries. If you want to leave your own injury information, get yourself on social media. Ben Simmons Radio is my page on there. It's on my personal Ben Simmons page as well. And there is another Twitter poll going on about the Chocolate Bar World Cup. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, you can drop me a line as well. What's coming next? Doctor-related music. Cheesy 90s Doctor-related music. Aqua, you're welcome.
Sometimes the feeling is right. You fall in love for the first time. Heartbeat and kisses so sweet. So much I'm loving the moonlight.
Classic Aqua. Aqua there, if such a thing is possible, with Dr. Jones. Yes, are they talking about Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, Steven Spielberg film, or are they talking about a random Dr. Jones? Who knows? You'll have to ask the members of Aqua, or at least watch their video to give yourself an idea. Anyway, it's the show that goes like this. It's the 30th of March. It's National Doctor's Day. We're playing a lot of tracks, many of which have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, that link to the medical profession in some way or another. And I should have said Aqua's Dr. Jones was inspired by Peter Tyler, who sent in that suggestion on my Facebook page. Thank you very much to Peter, down in the West Country, for doing just that. Absolutely brilliant. So, as promised then, stories of gruesome injuries. Let's share them. I've shared one already, possibly another one coming up later that's been suggested I talk about on social media as well. But I said about slipping. I was just 2 years old when this happened. I slipped in my uncle and auntie's house, tripped over a door stopper, and fell against, unfortunately for me, the side of a radiator. Hit it head on, probably wouldn't have been as bad. The side of a radiator, which went into the middle of my forehead, and I had to have 6 stitches in my head. I kind of still do actually remember. It sounds ridiculous to say I remember this, being 2 years old. I don't really remember the night. I don't really remember the incident as a whole. I can remember the reverberating noise in my head as my head hit the radiator. I was like, oh, that was a clang. I kind of do remember that, thinking, oh, that was a clang. And then the panicked look on people's faces as they picked me up. And I remember my mum holding bits of my skin together on my forehead while my uncle went green and drove me to hospital. He wasn't the Hulk or Shrek or anything like that. I think he was just feeling a bit nauseous and panicked about my injury. Anyway, it's all fine now. I've had stitches. I had a scar on my forehead for many a while. Nobody thought I was Harry Potter, not even remotely close. And as the years have gone on, it's kind of faded a bit, my scar. Not quite so much of a talking point. Anyway, enough about my story. What about your stories? Well, fellow Phoenix FM presenter, who you're going to hear straight after this show, Rob Harvey, he's weighed in with an injury. Not too gruesome, I guess, although I might get some more details from him later when he's in the studio. He's just put, trying to pull a football from a tree with a garden rake, only to plant said rake onto my head. Now, I need more information there, Rob, to know whether it's actually like the handle end, which obviously is going to hurt. Was it just a bump? Obviously, if it's the prongs end and one of those goes into your head, there could have been some kind of cut, severe scratch involved. Did it draw blood? And, you know, I kind of want more information. If I don't get any more on social media, I will, well, we'll question him intently, intensely, both of those things. When he gets into the studio, he'll be on straight after me with Synth City after the news at 8 o'clock. So tune in for that as well. And usually about the last 10 minutes of my show, he's in the studio preparing. So I can ask him about his football tree and rake injury. One more before we go to the next track. Alex Kafetzoglu, regular contributor to the show, person who listens often, which is very good of him, says this. When I was young, I used to sleepwalk. Unfortunately, one night when I was about 10, I was sleeping on the top bunk of a bunk bed. I woke up screaming. It turned out I'd broken my collarbone. Wow. So I'm guessing you sleepwalked off of the top bunk. That's what I'm gathering by that story. Waking up with a broken collarbone, that's got to be horrendous. You know that dream where you think you're falling? Oh, Alex, you've actually gone through it there, haven't you? That bit where you land and you wake up and it's a huge relief. You landed and you're in intense pain, I can imagine. Wow, thanks for sharing. See what I mean? This request for people to share the worst injuries they've suffered, it could be a little bit hard-hitting and gruesome and harrowing. But anyway, let's go with it. It's still entertaining. Other people's pain is somebody's entertainment. That's my motto. As of tonight, anyway. Thanks for being here. 98FM, phoenixfm.com. Spread the word. Tonight, remember, all the music is linked to the medical profession in one way or another. And for many people who have the COVID vaccine, they say they don't even feel that anything's happened. Because some people have needles in their arms and just wonder this question. Asking of the nurse administering it, do you really want to hurt me? I realise that's a very long introduction for this track, but here at Culture Club. Give me a time. To realize my crime.
FM.
Not particularly, I don't want to hurt anyone. So there's the answer to the question raised in that song. Good. Okay, shall we move on? I will be sharing another injury with you. I'll share another one right now. The one I've got to share has been mentioned on Facebook, but I'll come to that later. It's a relatively new injury that occurred, and not too severe, really. But here's one that was quite harrowing. I may have told this story before on this programme, but certainly not for over a year, so I think it's always welcome, a gruesome eye injury. My parents were replastering part of their house when I was about three and a half, I think. Did a lot of things to myself when I was young. Fortunately, I seem to have grown out of it. But when I was about 3 and a half, they were doing various parts of the walls with plaster. They had a large sack of wall plaster powder that had to be mixed with water and various things to get it to the right consistency. I wandered up to this sack before they could grab hold of me, looked in it, grabbed some of the powder and flicked it into my face. Which obviously a lot of it went in my eyes. And powdered wall plaster stuff going in your eyes isn't good. I had to go to the eye hospital and they were worried about it. They washed it all out. They had to get bits of it out with cotton buds out of my eyes. I've never enjoyed having anything near my eyes ever since. Drops in my eyes, don't like it. People touching, having to do anything anywhere near my eyes, absolutely hate it. So probably all stemmed from that. The worst part of that injury, well, I don't really remember that at all. But I've been told that for a couple of weeks afterwards, when I would wake up in the morning, I couldn't open my eyes until they'd be bathed with warm water. So there you go. Yes, slightly horrible eye injury story there. Speaking of eye injuries, a former legend of the week and friend of the show, Martin Hill, has said this. And again, probably fortunate that he doesn't go into too much detail. Golf ball in the eye. All he says is, took a few nurses to hold me down while I got stitches put in. Was young, not sure how old. So, yeah. This sounds awful as well. I didn't know this about Martin Hill, having spent a lot of time in his company. Had a rock dropped on my middle finger. And it popped like a zit. I had to read it out. It's horrible. Ah. Oh. Now he has a parting and perfect for finger puppetry. Oh dear. That's not lovely, is it? Oh dear. There's something else Martin Hill's put on social media that I'll have to reveal to you before we go to the next track, shall I? He says, surely yours was an oven to the face. Now, I know Martin Hill's a fan of wrestling, and I know they run at each other with steel steps and smash them in the face. Oven to the face. That would be a key wrestling manoeuvre, wouldn't it, Martin? But let me tell you into a little secret and a story. I worked with Martin Hill when times were tough. In the heart of lockdown, we got a job delivering appliances together. You could work in a team of two. It was a bit friendlier. Not so solo, not so many lonely hours driving around. Work in a team of two, everything's good. Delivering appliances, though, quite heavy, most of them. Washing machines, washer dryers, tumble dryers, dishwashers, fridge freezers. Yes, some of them extremely heavy. Ovens, not too bad. So we had to get an oven into a lady's apartment. We got it in the hallway. In its packaging, it was too wide to fit into her kitchen. We asked if we could leave it in the hallway and she could sort it out. She said, no, get it into my kitchen. We couldn't say no. We unpackaged it, lifted it up. Had to lift it up at an angle, not appreciating the oven hood would fall back and smack into my forehead. Fortunately, I hadn't recently fallen against a radiator, so there was no damage there. It was, I got on the bridge of my nose a very slight scratch. It did draw blood momentarily. But yes, oven hood in the face. Partly thanks to Martin Hill and his angling of the oven, partly thanks to me not considering that it could happen. But obviously holding underneath the oven, I wasn't able to put my hand up to protect myself. I'd have had to have dropped the lady's oven on the floor. I protected the oven. I know what you're saying. That's stupid. Let her claim an insurance. It would have been a whole messy area. It was better to injure my nose. Right, moving on musically as swiftly as possible. Here are the Thompson Twins.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kiss you then, and then once again. We can feel the motion of
give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. It's already gone 6:30 on this fabulous Tuesday, the 30th of March. I mentioned it at the start of the show, I'm not going to dwell on it for too long, but it's lovely weather, isn't it? You really feel like you can get out in the garden now. You're allowed out to go and meet people. Rule of six applies outside once again, I think. That's right, isn't it? Don't want to give out wrong information on this programme, but I think that's right. You can now go and see people outside. Don't congregate in huge groups, though. There's already been videos of parks packed to the brim with people. Social distancing becomes virtually impossible. We're still supposed to socially distance. It's just in small groups you can see people. And I think you still have to have masks and things like that. Certainly when you're inside anywhere. So yes, do always look at the latest advice on the government's website. There is a link on our Phoenix FM website as well with lots of the latest COVID information for your area. So please check that out. Now, we're going to carry on discussing some of your ridiculous injuries. I've discussed oven face that Martin Hill very kindly mentioned for me. And then Stefan Flack has weighed in with this one, possibly one of the most serious on this list. Fractured my skull and had a bleed behind my ear at my little girl's sports day. Wow. See, there's not quite enough information there to know the full details. Were you exerting yourself? Was it like one of those parents' races at a sports day? Or were you just an innocent bystander as someone threw something large at you? Like a rake or an oven or who knows, but wow, that sounds pretty bad. Sorry to hear you've endured that, Stefan. I'm glad to hear you're better now anyway. And then Another former legend of the week, Phil Lunn, has sent in this message: I stabbed myself with a technical drawing pen at school. I now have a little tattoo. And not only that, he's accompanied the message with a picture of the said little tattoo style mark that's left in the fold of his, what looks like his index finger. So yeah, thanks for sharing that, Phil. Another harrowing incident, I'm sure, when it occurred. One of the most ridiculous injuries I've had recently, and I say injury, it cleared up in a couple of days, it was nothing to worry about, but we went for a picnic last summer when there was a relaxing of rules and it was allowed, and we had one of those picnic hampers which we thought, we'll never get this out, let's use it, that'll be nice. And we got some scones, we got some cream, we got some jam. You know what we were going to do? We were going to have scones with cream and jam. Yes, we were. When a bit Catherine Tate then. You know what it was. Anyway, yeah, we had scones. Getting them ready, I got one of these knives out of the... I can sense the trepidation. Knives out of the picnic hamper, started putting the cream on it, and accidentally just slipped. And the knife very, very lightly brushed my finger, the inside of my finger, right in the kind of middle of it. I didn't appreciate it had a serrated edge, and took a little bit of a chunk out of the middle of my finger. I felt it was a pathetic injury, wrapped some kitchwa around it, tried not to mention it anymore, and was worried that I might have a flap of skin that would need to be looked at, but it kind of stuck itself back together and just carried on with life. So yeah, slightly pathetic injury compared to some of the ones you guys have shared, but thanks for being brave and thanks for sharing anyway. I'm going to play another track, and then before we get into any more horrendous injuries, I'm going to tell you about the World Cup of Chocolate Bars, which is developing and is getting more and more exciting. Until then, though, here's a throwback, isn't it? A fabulous, slightly cheesy track that celebrates everything. When you realise it's National Doctor's Day, you had to mention it some way or another, Doctor Who. There's not many songs that do that. There's this one, though, by the Time Lords.
Doctor Who,
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Doctor in the TARDIS by the Time Lords, and clever use of two words squeezed together. Not Doctor in the TARDIS, doctoring, but without the G. They've got a little apostrophe there. Doctor in the TARDIS. I don't know quite exactly why they chose to do that. But anyway, yes, it was inevitable we'd talk about Doctor Who at some point this evening. And when was it? Apparently it was just gone 5:15 on Saturday, the 23rd of November 1963, when Doctor Who first appeared on BBC television as a kids programme, and it's evolved into so much more since then. And what is it? Today, 862 Doctor Who installments have been televised since 1963. Unfortunately, there are an awful lot of missing episodes. Between about 1967 and 1978, large amounts of older material stored in the BBC's various videotape and film libraries were either destroyed, wiped, or suffered from poor storage, which led to severe deterioration from broadcast quality, including many old episodes of Doctor Who, mostly stories featuring the first two Doctors, William Hartnell and Patrick Troughton. So, in all, they believe around 97 episodes are missing, which is a little bit of a shame. So, if you've got any episodes that were broadcast between 1967 and 1978, get in touch with the BBC. They'd probably be very, very pleased to hear from you. And I always like to mention him on this show, but my dad featured in an episode of Doctor Who. I think he played Radioactive Man. And that's not a person that became a victim of radiation poisoning. I believe he was some form of alien or something. And, yeah, people have got in touch with him asking him if he really was Radioactive Man or Radiation Man or something like that. Not Radiator Man, because he could have saved me from hitting my head on the side of that radiator. See what I've done? I brought it back to previous themes. That's, I'm always satisfied when that happens, almost accidentally. Let's get another track on. We're just 15 minutes away from Bicklol. Bicklol fans, that's exciting, isn't it? Who's going to be doing it tonight? How will they fare on the league table after their little instalment of Bicklol? Ben's Impossible Question, League of Legends, coming up again at 7 o'clock. Shall we play the jingle just to whet people's appetites?
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, someone will be on the phone at just gone 7 o'clock to take on the Bicklol once again. Before that, though, quite a few more tracks to get on and some of your injuries to hear about. And I did promise to tell you about the World Cup of Chocolate Bars. Stay tuned. Keep it here. Phoenix FM 98.0 if you're in the area. Here are the Bee Gees. They're not ill. They're staying alive. You're going to do that 70s dance? Go on. You know you want to. All right, just listen to the song.
Stay in the light. city breaking and everybody shaking and we're staying alive, staying alive.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, it certainly is. This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Keep it here. 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas of Essex. PhoenixFM.com if you're anywhere else in the world and you can tune in. And yeah, welcome to everybody that's listening right now. Fantastic to have you out there. And don't panic if you've missed anything beforehand. It will be available on my blog page on the Phoenix FM website. You go to schedule, click on the show that goes like this on a Tuesday evening, and it will take you to my blog page with all previous episodes available for your perusal there. Now, during that last track, I've had a message come in quite literally from the woman that gave birth to me. She's known to millions as my mother. And she's given an update on my injuries because I guess she was more involved in dealing with them than I was because I was suffering from them at a young age. I feel it necessary to give you the full story from her point of view. I never realised all these things happened so closely together. There's an extra injury I'd forgotten about as well. I guess it's why I've turned out like I have because I had so many injuries at the age of about 2.5. Anyway, she said, "The day before your auntie's wedding, where a beautiful child was to be shown off to all attending friends and relatives who you hadn't met before, you fell against the radiator and banged your head open, and therefore they saw a black-eyed, beaten-up looking stitched toddler. The eye business had gone on only 3 weeks before. I did not realise they were that close together." That's terrible for my parents. I hope they ended up going to different hospitals. They would have done because one was on the Isle of Wight. Otherwise, all the hospital staff would be like, what are they doing to this kid? yeah, had to go and have stuff removed from my eyes every day for 3 weeks, according to my mum. Wow. And then, not just those two injuries, just 3 weeks prior to the eye incident, I fell down some uncarpeted stairs because decorating was going on everywhere, hence it being relatively close to the replastering in the house. I fell down some uncarpeted stairs, that's an entire flight of stairs in our house. Banging your head on each step as you tumbled down, you made, and then she's put this in capitals to emphasise it, you made no noise at all when you landed. I guess that was pretty frightening. I picked you up and clutched you to me. I told your father to start the car. We were at the hospital in 6 minutes. When your father saw you after parking, you had two heads. I had a huge bump on my head. He had to be sat down by nurses because he was close to fainting. And apparently I had two black eyes for just short of 3 weeks before I did the radiator thing. Cripes! Right. I did a lot of things to myself all around the same time. Thanks to my mum for embellishing those stories. I think they were necessary. Okay. What else is happening injury-wise on social media? Well, we've had lovely people sharing their horrendous injuries. I haven't attributed some of the tracks... Before I get back to that, I apologise. I haven't attributed some of the tracks to the people that suggested them. So, right back to Culture Club and Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? Paul Milton suggested that. He's there on the Mixcloud once again. Get yourself there if you want to actually see what I look like in the studio. The Thompson Twins' Doctor Doctor and the Time Lord's Doctor in the TARDIS was suggested by the fabulous Barry Liptrot. Well done for that. And then Paul Milton weighed back in again with the Bee Gees and Staying Alive. So lots of great suggestions, lots of great people joining all over the place. And what else? Well, Pete Tyler, he's going to get another track suggestion on in a minute. He tells me, I was trying to split a bamboo with a knife in exactly the wrong way. You know where this is going. He hasn't gone into gruesome details. He's just put, left me with an impressive scar on my left hand. And then Sylvia Milverton has shared this. Just over 3 years ago, when I was 58, I fell in the street, tripping on a curb and fractured my left hip. First broken bone in my life. Well done. Well done, Sylvia. Not well done for that injury. Well done for getting to that age before you broke a bone. I'm sorry you broke a bone. I feel like I've dwelt on it too much. I shouldn't have said well done. It's gone slightly wrong. It's backfired. Apologies, Sylvia. Here's hoping you're fully recovered and don't have any more issues with that now. But thanks for sending it in. That's the beauty of the show that goes like this. You never quite know what's going to happen. You never quite know who's going to send what in, who's going to get their story read out on the radio. Thanks for all your medical-related song suggestions today on this National Doctor's Day and all your harrowing stories of injuries. Well, we're going to get another track on, and then we're going to start all the build-up to BicLol. It's getting close to 7 o'clock on the 30th of March, and yes, I know you're extremely excited. Oh, before I do that, I keep not telling you about the World Cup of Chocolate Bars. Now, this is only happening on Twitter to encourage more visits to my Twitter profile, at BenSimRadio. And basically, you know how a football World Cup has a group stage and then a knockout stage. Each individual group is happening. Four chocolate bars paired together. People have to vote on their favourite from those four. Or whatever gets the highest number of votes makes it through to the knockout stage. Last week was Group A, which was the Galaxy Ripple versus the Kit Kat Chunky versus the Snickers versus the Twix. And the victorious chocolate bar, with 40% of the vote, was the Snickers. So that goes through to the knockout stage. Galaxy Ripple, gone. Kit Kat Chunky, gone. 28 and 24% respectively. Twix, bottom of the group, 8% of the vote. So the Snickers is victorious. In today's Group B, we've got a double decker, a picnic, a mint aero, and a Mars bar. Do have a look at Twitter. I urge you right now, at BenSimRadio on Twitter. The first post there, Group 2 of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. I should have put Group B, but anyway, we'll deal with that later. Which of these is best, double-decker, picnic, aero or Mars bar? And currently, mint aero is leading the way with almost 43% of the vote. Double-decker in second with nearly 29%. Picnic and Mars bar languishing behind with 14% of the vote. They do go on for around a week, these polls, so you can still vote. Right up to almost the next show, the next episode of the show that goes like this. Right, it's time for some more music, then Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends coming up very, very soon. It's all very exciting, and to that end, I think, well, we've done the Bee Gees recently. Let's stay in the same sort of era with a bit of Doctor and the Medics.
Going on up to the spirit in the sky. is gonna set me up with a spinner in the sky. Going on up to the spinner in the sky.
Phoenix FM.
That was Doctor and the Medics with Spirit in the Sky, and right now it's gone 7 o'clock, which means this must be happening.
Not true. That's impossible.
Yes, it's time for Ben's Impossible Question. So who's on the phone waiting to take part in this exciting quiz tonight? It is the very fabulous Nicole C.
Hello.
Hello, Nicole. How the devil are you?
That intro actually made me scared.
Excellent. We want to create a bit of tension for this section of the show just to get the excitement building. Are you tense?
I am indeed. I'm ready.
Well, before we get into it, just to try and relax you before you then get tense, just to have a little chat. Have you had a relatively nice day today? Has it been nice weather wherever you've been?
It's been amazing weather. It actually feels like it's starting to be summer.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm loving.
And we're allowed out now and everything. You can meet people outside and stuff.
We are allowed out. This lockdown's not been great, but yeah, we are allowed out.
Fortunately, as the summer approaches, it's looking all a lot more positive, so that's fabulous.
Fingers crossed.
Yes, exactly. Now then, you've heard other people attempting this quiz. I mean, what do you think about your chances? Are you generally good at quizzes or guessing things like this kind of stuff? I know it's all entirely random and it's meant to be very difficult.
I hope so. We'll see.
Yes.
I might make a complete fool of myself, but we're about to see.
Well, there's always the chance of that, which is the element of danger involved, I suppose. But you've bravely agreed.
I'm ready to possibly get the wooden spoon.
All right. Well, I will be able to live update you on your place in the league table afterwards.
Amazing.
So that's all marvellous. Right, I'm going to, just to, in case anybody's listening who doesn't know what happens, and just to make you fully aware, we're going to give you three impossible questions where you have to have a guess at each one. The first one usually has the highest margin of error, could be in the thousands. The second one usually a slightly lower margin of error, that could be in the hundreds. And the third one, a much smaller margin of error, usually in the tens or twenties or something like that. But obviously, they're not meant to be answerable. If anybody got them all right, something would have gone violently wrong. So you always end up with a minus score kind of thing.
And it depends how much I've been stalking you.
Yeah. Well, because I knew you were going to take part today, some of the questions are kind of loosely linked to our relationship and how we first met each other, which is interesting.
Amazing. So,
let's see how it works. Let's go for it. Here we go, Nicole C. Best of luck. Right, so first question then. We both worked for a company when we met each other called Rainbow Productions, which was an events and costume character company. And one of our first jobs we did together was at a horse racing event, I remember. And therefore, what distance do horses cover to complete the Grand National Course at Aintree in metres? What is the total distance of the course in metres?
Oh! Oh no, I feel like I'm going to get this really wrong. I'm going to say 2,100.
Okay, that's fine. First question done and dusted. Second question. We both worked for Rainbow Productions. There would often be a lot of driving involved for that company. So on a one-way journey, sometimes if the drives were very far, just to be clear, if the drives were very far, you might even have had to get a plane. But all I'm going to say is, on a one-way journey, remaining in the UK, what is the furthest distance in miles I ever travelled from Rainbow headquarters? So
I'm going to say 850.
850, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Final question. We once had pancakes together in South Kensington. I get into London at Liverpool Street Station. On the Circle Line, how many stops is it from Liverpool Street to South Kensington?
Ooh. I'm trying to remember a tube map now.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 12.
Ooh, okay. Right, well, before we tell you the answers, Nicole C., for you, Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends is over.
Yay!
Right, so the hard part's over now. We've just got to deal with the aftermath, really. Are you feeling better?
I can't believe how nervous I was.
Well, okay, I'm just doing some maths to work out your scores on everything.
Okay. Who's leading at the moment?
Well, it may be an upsetting fact for you to know that the actual leader is Nick Murphy.
How? How?
I think it's because... Well, I should point out to the listeners that Nicole knows Nick Murphy.
Yeah.
He's a mutual acquaintance of ours. So, yes, basically, he kind of fluked the first question, let's say, whereby he got a question about where I'd been on holiday and the furthest distance it was in miles. He got totally the wrong location in the world that he was thinking of and guessed the amount of miles and was incredibly close to where I'd really been.
So, not happy about that.
No, it was all mildly unlucky. I'm just finishing off my maths. One question you've done incredibly well on, but I can't tell you which one.
The tube one.
Right.
I feel like it's the tube one.
For question one, what distance do horses cover to complete the Grand National Course at Aintree in metres? Well, you said 2,100. Shockingly, the actual distance in metres is 6,907. So I was surprised by that. It didn't feel like it should be that far.
I thought that even 2,000 was quite a lot. I was thinking, how many metres could they... I'm just trying to think, how many laps do they do? Is it 10?
Well, no, I think they only do 2 laps, but I think it's quite a long course, isn't it? Because, well, nearly 7,000 metres is 7K, isn't it? And I guess a human could run 7K at a relatively moderate pace in about 40 minutes. But yeah. Yeah, not you or me. Well, I don't know about you. Maybe you could.
No, really not.
Right. Okay. Moving on to question two. On a one-way journey, the furthest distance in miles from Rainbow headquarters, I travelled to a job still in the UK. You said 850 miles. In reality, it was 584. So that's respectable.
Where did you go?
Inverness.
Right, okay. In
the very north of Scotland before you get to all islands and things like that.
You see, I thought that would be about 400 miles away, but
yeah.
Apparently not.
Well, not to worry. But your final question was the one you did well on. We had pancakes in South Kensington, number of tube stops from Liverpool Street to South Kensington. You said 12, it's 13.
Which one did I not remember?
Yeah, I can't remember. It goes somewhere like Aldgate, Embankment. No, I can't remember them all. Sloane Square, Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, nobody yet in all the people that have attempted this quiz has got any answer completely right. You're the closest now, just one away on that final one. But unfortunately, minus 4,807 on the first question, minus 266 on the second question, minus 1 on the third question gives you a total of minus 5,074, which puts you in third place on the league table. So,
and is there only 3 of us?
Well, I wasn't going to break it to you, but 4 people have attempted this quiz, and you're in third.
What's Nick's score?
Well, it's very upsetting. Rachel Woollett got 5,083. You're just ahead of her with minus 5,074. Eddie last week, minus 3,605. Nick, -344.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be difficult to beat. You need to get a fluky, close answer on the first question.
It's easier. It's the first question that's the hard one.
Yeah, exactly.
Well done, Nick.
But thank you so much for taking part, as ever.
Thank you for asking me.
Totally fabulous. And I know you've got radio experience yourself, haven't you? You've been a radio presenter in the past.
I have done, yes.
Because
with you and also with Wandsworth.
Yes, I remembered something in Wandsworth. And yes, you've been a guest on our podcast. You've been doing radio shows with us when we were doing that as well. You've been utterly fabulous radio-wise.
Oh, thank you.
Because there are, unfortunately, no prizes for taking part on this on this radio station. But you do get to read out the introduction for the next track if you want to. So you can introduce the next track, which is going to be, I've got queued up because we're playing all tracks related to the medical profession because it's Doctor's Day. So it's Dr. Hook and A Little Bit More. So I will say thank you to you and then hand over to you to introduce the track. We'll get the impossible question jingle and then get on to Dr. Hook. But one final time, Nicole C, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's over to Nicole C to introduce the next track then.
This is Dr. Hook. And I can't remember what it's called.
A little bit more. You have to have another go now.
A little bit more.
Right, hang on. Rewind. I gave you a big build-up.
You'd never think I'd worked on the radio, would you?
Dr. Hook and A Little Bit More. Here is Nicole C to introduce it.
This is Dr. Hook and A Little Bit More.
Not true. Impossible!
Smile, the one that always turns me on. And let me take your hair down, 'cause we're staying up to greet the sun. And when your body's had enough of me and I'm laying flat out on the floor, on my mind, and you know where my mind has been. I guess I learned my lessons, and now's the time to begin. So if you're feeling alright and you're ready for me, I know that I'm ready for you. We better get it.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Well, the league table is most definitely shaping up now on the Bicklow. Huge thanks once again to the brilliant Nicole C for taking part tonight. Straight in third place, which I say is respectable. We'll see if she can maintain it when more people have done it in the coming weeks. But yeah, absolutely fabulous to speak to her as ever. I think she did very well. Got into the spirit of it, the tension of it. That's what it's all about. That's what we want on BitLol. Make your phone guest feel incredibly tense and slightly scared. Marvellous. Anyway, it's 7:15. Loads more tracks to get in before the end of the show, many of which have been suggested by you lovely leg-in listeners. And lots more still to come. Celebrity birthdays to squeeze in. We might get some more information about people's injuries if they're prepared to share on social media. Get yourself on there, Ben Simmons Radio or Ben Simmons on Facebook. And you can vote in the Chocolate Bar World Cup Group B. On Twitter, Mint Aero's still well ahead, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you want to vote on that, keep it here, 98.0 Phoenix FM, or tell your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. Loads more still to come, but now, a song you probably didn't expect to hear tonight. It's medically related, though. It's Peggy Lee, who's got a fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them. Fever, if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way.
The show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Peggy Lee and Fever there then, and that was, who suggested I play that? Paul Milton. Thanks again to Paul. And Spirit in the Sky from Doctor of the Medics was Pete Tyler once again. So yeah, thanks to everybody for their suggestions. Dr. Hook's a little bit more was the Misses. Hayley Simmons, who was wonderful and suggested that track as well. So truly, truly fabulous. And, well, I think I've been threatening it all evening. It's got to 20 past seven. Shall we do some celebrity birthdays? Yes, you should, Ben. Okay, I will, everyone. It's Tuesday, it's the 30th of March, and today, Robbie Coltrane, Hagrid in Harry Potter, amongst other things, is 71 today. Sergio Ramos, Real Madrid captain, is 35 today. Guitar legend Eric Clapton is 76. Actor and director Warren Beatty is 64. Nora Jones is 42 today, and Celine Dion is 53. Piers Morgan, currently out of a morning job, is 56. MC Hammer is 59. Don't be ridiculous. Those are your celebrity birthdays. Although I do now have to share with you a rather wonderful story. You've seen those programmes on TV about long-lost relatives being reunited. Well, a member of my family has recently caught up with another member of my family that we haven't heard from for an extremely long amount of time. And I'd like to say a happy birthday and a big hello to Leanne Bargery, who is deputy head at Shenstone School in Crayford in Kent. Fabulous. And to her and her husband, Paul, a big hello. Welcome to the show that goes like this. I gather you are tuned in tonight. It's fabulous. And I'm very glad that we've managed to catch up with you again after all these years. So, Leanne, happy birthday. Thank you very much for tuning in. Incredibly grateful. Absolutely fabulous. So there we go. Long lost relatives. They're being reunited, not really by me, by other members of my family who've managed to do that. But, you know, I like to slightly take the credit by mentioning them on this radio show. Right, it's 22 minutes past 7 and 45 seconds now. That time will not happen again for another 24 hours or 23 hours and a few seconds if you're going to be picky. Let's move on and not get bogged down in small units of time. Let's have another track, shall we? Medically related, remember, the 30th of March is National I Am In Control Day. It's Pencil Day. It's National Virtual Vacation Day. It's World Bipolar Day. Most importantly for this programme, musically tonight, it's National Doctor's Day. And because we want a track that talks about medicine, here's Pink. And this is Just Like a Pill.
Took too much. I'm crying here. What have you done? I thought it would be fun. I can't stay on your life support. There's a shortage in the switch. I can't stay on your morphine, cause it's making me itch. I said try to call the nurse again, but she's been a little bitch. I think I'll get out of here.
Phoenix FM.
Pink there then, and Just Like a Pill, courtesy of Stuart James on social media, who suggested we play that. Now, going back to the World Cup of Chocolate Bars, remember, from last week's poll, the Snickers has made it through a tough group, including the Galaxy Ripple, the Kit Kat Chunky and the Twix. But they've all gone. Snickers goes through to the knockout stage. What about Group B, which is well underway now on Twitter? At Ben Sim Radio, go to my profile on Twitter, find the poll, cast your vote. Group B includes a Double Decker, a Picnic, a Mint Aero and a Mars Bar. If you could only choose one, which would you choose? At the moment, 28% of the vote for the Double Decker, 14% for the Picnic, 42% for the Mint Aero, 14% for the Mars Bar. So Mint Aero way out in front, but this poll carries on until just before the next edition of the show that goes like this. So it could all change by then. Spread the word about the poll. Get your favourite chocolate bar to the top and get it through to the knockout stages. The Euros are approaching this summer. Concurrently with those, we'll have the finals of the World Cup of Chocolate Bars, all extremely exciting. Some more injury details have come in from lovely people as well. Before I get onto those, going back to chocolate bars, Ellie from Beckles says, I haven't got Twitter, so how can I see the chocolate bar league table? I would like to vote for Lidl's Mr. Choc Peanut and Choco Bar. Well, that's a bit of a left field suggestion there, Ellie from Beckles. Unfortunately, I don't like to discriminate, but I have put a lot of polls on Facebook in my time. I'm trying to drive traffic to my Twitter profile, at Ben Sim Radio, and therefore, unfortunately, Ellie, you can only vote on that poll if you go onto Twitter. I don't want to suggest that you would start a brand new Twitter account just on my behalf to vote in that poll, but, you know, if that's what you really want to do, then you're going to have to do that. I am not sure whether the slightly lesser known, surely unfancied, Lidl's Mr. Choc Peanut and Choco Bar will actually make it into the group stage of the Chocolate Bar World Cup. We'll have to see in future groups coming up in the weeks to come. Stay tuned. You know, always keep it here on this programme and you will find out. Right, I'm going to do another track. Then we're going to hear some more injury details from you lovely leg end listeners. And now, medically related, what can we do for you? Well, here's another track that harks back to another time. With This Old Heart of Mine. This is classic. Rod Stewart coming up for you now. Injuries coming up soon. It's not a great way to introduce a song, really, is it?
This old heart of mine been broke a thousand times. Each time you break.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'll let you into a secret. While that track was on, I did leave the studio. Before that, though, I looked at some injury details on social media. And then I'd forgotten that the Mixcloud webcam feed, there is a slight delay of around sort of 10 seconds. For whatever reason, technology-wise. So you can go onto Mixcloud on the website, and I can see on the screen what's just happened 10 seconds ago. And I saw myself looking at the injury details on the screen, and I saw myself wincing quite badly. Didn't realise I'd reacted so strongly. For those of you joining us on the webcam feed, hope you enjoyed me wincing a few minutes ago. Anyway, why was I wincing? Well, I have to tell you now, really, don't I? Rachel Willett has been in touch, very big friend of this show, utter legend, currently fourth in the Ben's Impossible Question League of Legends table, which there's no disgrace in, but also she has shared this with us on social media. Bear in mind, I've asked for worst injuries, examples of worst injuries you've suffered. This is what made me wince. I currently have an injury. I thought, well, that's unusual. I haven't heard anything about this, if it's quite severe. I had a blood test taken last week for an upcoming surgery. When the phlebotomist, real word, yeah, I have heard of phlebotomist, thanks Rachel, stuck the needle in my arm, she stuck it in a nerve rather than a vein. Oh, it's one of those things when you hear what's happened and it kind of makes you squeeze parts of your body together in sort of empathy. Yeah. She stuck it in a nerve rather than a vein. I now have nerve damage and pain in my arm. All sympathy gratefully received. I'm wincing now. I can't help myself. If you're on the webcam, just notice what's happened. Yeah, you're thinking you're having a harmless blood test. They put the needle in a nerve. It's not going to be well received, is it? If you want a lighter injury detail, then this made me feel a bit better after that because I didn't want to dwell on Rachel Willits for too long. Phil Peacock has got in touch and said, this is the entire detail, I cut my head open being dizzy after spinning around and around trying to turn into Wonder Woman. I really wish there were more details on that, but thanks so much, Phil Peacock. Brilliant. I've got to read it again. I cut my head open, being dizzy, after spinning around and around, trying to turn into Wonder Woman. Well, you've got to go to a SOG after that, really, haven't you? What else could you do? I'm not advocating the taking of any medication for any kind of activities whatsoever, only for medicinal reasons. Whether they work or not is up to the verve.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love, like a cat in a bag waiting to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me. She laid down on your side. Now the drugs don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Now the drugs don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on a losing streak, 'cause I passed down my old street. And if you wanna show, then just let me know, and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the drugs don't work, they just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. This baby,
the drugs don't work. They just make you worse. But I know I'll see your face again. Cause baby, drugs don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. Yeah, I know I'll see your face again.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was The Verve with The Drugs Don't Work. People still coming to terms with Phil Peacock's story there. I cut my head open being dizzy after spinning around and around trying to turn into Wonder Woman. He never says whether it was successful. Did he turn into Wonder Woman? That's what I want to know. But thanks to all of you that have sent in your stories, harrowing or amusing or otherwise, about injuries. Some of you could be in the running to be Legend of the Week for the best story shared. So keep listening to find out, just before I go off the air, who will be bestowed with that award. See, you can't be Legend of the Week for doing well or poorly or averagely or however you do on BicLol. You're just selected to take part in BicLol, which is an honour in itself. People falling over themselves to take part in BicLol. We may have to do some kind of online request form where you can ask to do it, and we'll set up a waiting list for everybody that wants to be in BicLol. But there you go. Right, I'm going to get more tracks on. I'm going to run out of time and can't squeeze them all in, because I particularly want to squeeze the next one in. This, about medicine and doctors, remember, is Little Boots and Remedy.
I can see you stalking like a predator. I've been here before. Temptation calls like Captain to the apple, but I will not be caught. Cause I can read those velvet eyes, and all I see is lies. No more poison killing my emotions.
Phoenix FM.
Little Boots and Remedy. Just before I get into the next track, we're going to try and squeeze three in before we go in the next 14 minutes. Rob Harvey, who's on with Synth City after me for After the News at 8 o'clock. I have just found out more about his injury. If you were listening at the top of the show, you'll know that he was trying to get a football out of a tree and a rake fell on his head. And I said I wasn't sure if he meant the handle or the metal part, but he has just confirmed it was full-on metal prongs falling down into his head. It's made me wince hearing about it. And he does have marks on the top of his head. So, yeah, that would have been quite harrowing. I think I made light of it earlier on. So it wasn't all that much lightness you can make of that, really. But yeah, rake in the head, quite severe from Rob Harvey there. But thanks for sharing anyway. So, right, tracks to squeeze in. Remember, they're all medicinally related or doctor related. This is Taylor Swift. If you've got an illness, you've just got to shake it off, see?
Phoenix FM.
Well, it's nitty-gritty part of the show that goes like this now. I was just going to share with you an interesting fact about the history of medicine. And I found this little, incident on social media. No, not on social media, on the internet. I'm not going to be as specific as that. It says if you want a cure for everything, try Theriac. Apparently, being a king in ancient times was very dangerous. There was always someone plotting to get rid of you. According to legend, Mithridates of Pontus, which is now in Turkey, attempted to become resistant to poisons by taking gradually increasing doses of theriac. He was reported to have conducted toxicological experiments on condemned prisoners, culminating in the creation of Mithridate, a medicine that combined all known antidotes in one potent formula. And in spite of early scepticism, theriac took off as a prized cure-all. By the 12th century, Venice was the leading exporter, and the substance had a high profile in European, Arabic and Chinese medicine alike. It started to go downhill after 1975, when its alleged efficacy was debunked. But theriac was thought to cure everything up until 1745, from around about 66 BC. So there you go. Nobody relies on it anymore, though. Right, here's Miami Sound Machine with Dr. Beat.
Emergency. Paging Dr. Beat. Emergency.
FM.
Gloria Estefan will be slightly upset we didn't get to hear all of Miami Sound Machine's Dr. Beat, basically because I've got to sum up the show, find out who the legend of the week is, and then get the final track on. Well, it's been another marvellous show. Thanks to everyone who's contributed. It's been brilliant to bring it to you. Huge thanks to Nicole C for taking part in BitLol, achieving a respectable third in the league table. Only time will tell if it truly is respectable. Phil Peacock has got back in touch about his Wonder Woman incident and said it happened when he was a kid, not recently. I kind of was hoping it was recently, Phil. But yeah, anyway, thank you to everyone. All the song suggestions from the likes of Peter Tyler, Paul Milton, Barry Liptrot, Stuart James, Tony Woodman. Apologies if I've missed anyone out. I don't think I have. Everyone that commented on social media, everyone that's got involved in the World Cup of Chocolate Bars on Twitter as well. Do check that out. Group 2 is going right for another week and will finish just before the show next week. And the current standings are Double Deckers with 25% of the vote, A Picnic with 12%, Mint Aero with 37%, and a Mars Bar with 25%. The votes are trickling in, though. Could all change in a week's time. Who knows? I think it's going to grip the Phoenix Nation by the time the Euros come round in the summer. And, yeah, I've just heard of another horrendous injury story. Not got long to tell you about it, but Nick Ashton, apparently, was once stung in the neck by a scorpion and stung in the eye by a jellyfish. The paramedic had to pull the tentacle out of his eye with tweezers. Well, I can only leave you with a song to make you feel better. I'll be back next week. This is Michael Bublé and Feeling Good. Rob's up next. Bye for now.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. So good. I feel so good.